Good morning, everyone. Independence Baptist Church wants to welcome you this morning, and we pray that the word of the Lord will bless and encourage you. Now, last month, we talked about praying for the promises that God has provided to us in His Word. Now, this month, we're going to share with you a message that Pastor Reynolds preached called, The Least in the Kingdom. Now, however, before we start this message, Pastor Reynolds has something he'd like to share with you this month.
Thank you, John. A couple of months ago, our church offered over this radio program a free book entitled, Is Baptism Necessary to Go to Heaven? By Michael Meadows. The response to that book was very good, and we appreciate each of those that were able to get a copy of that book. We know many people downloaded a copy from our website, and we're grateful that you were able to get a copy of that. And that book is still on the website, and it's still available, and we're going to leave it there. It's a very necessary book to understand that baptism is not necessary to go to heaven, but trusting Jesus is. We would like to offer another book to you free of charge. This book is entitled The 6,000-Year Earth. A lot of people believe that the world is millions and millions of years old, and of course evolutionists have pushed their favorite theory, calling it science, but the Bible calls it false science. This book contains a recapitulation of all the times from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 all the way down to this present time. This book also contains a worksheet showing the generations from Adam all the way down to Jacob, all 22 generations. And then there's a graphical representation of that worksheet. Then there's a timeline that starts with Abraham and goes all the way down to Jesus Christ. There's explanatory schedules, explanatory notes. The reason we want to put this book in your hands is so that you can know that the world is not millions and millions of years old. We want you to know that the world is only about 6,000 years old. That's what the Bible says, and we want to put this in your hands so that you can read your own Bible and find out for sure for yourself and know that the Bible is absolutely true. So we want to offer to you. John is going to give the contact information for our church. And so you just listen and write that down. And if you contact us, we'll send you this book free of charge. We just want you to have it in your hands. Of course, this book is on our church's website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org, and right on the homepage is a link that will take you to this PDF file of this book, and you're free to go there and download that book. I think in the past year there's been about 1,500 of these books downloaded from our website, and we invite you to go and look at that book yourself. I know that it'll be a blessing to you.
Now, as Pastor Reynolds mentioned, you can download this from our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Now, or you can write to us at P.O. Box 70, Forestell, Missouri, 63348. Now, you can also call and leave a message for us at 636-673-2180. Again, that phone number is 636-673-2180. Now let's go ahead and get started with today's message entitled, Least in the Kingdom.
Matthew chapter 5, and I like to read verse 19, if you would. Matthew chapter 5, verse 19, and speak on the subject, the least in the kingdom. Matthew chapter 5, verse 19, the least in the kingdom. Jesus is here preaching the Sermon on the Mount, and he says this, as in actually in the very first part of the message. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I thank you, Father, for letting us come to your house tonight. And I thank you for this service and, Lord, for this people. I pray, Lord, that as we're here, we might be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, give us comfort and peace as only you know how. Lord, you know the things that trouble each one of us. And I pray, Lord, that you might help us to have answers to those dilemmas that we face in our life, that we might not be rebuked in your name, but rather be holy before you in everything.
Keep us now. Help us tonight in this message. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Jesus is here speaking, and this is just some introductory thoughts. And actually, I doubt if I get to all these, I might real hurriedly, but there's like 15 things I'd like to speak about. So if that's 3 minutes apiece, that's 45 minutes. So some of them not going to get 3 minutes. All right, because I'll go in a little introduction here. And so I might not even get to all of them, but I might just mention them because they're all things I think that you'll probably understand. I don't think that any person that's saved wants to be the least in the kingdom of heaven. I think God puts it in us that we want to be not the least. And I'm not saying here that when we get to heaven that we want to be looked up to as being somebody special. I don't think that, because we know that all praise and adoration was going to be pointed toward the Lord. I know that that's so. And at the same time, while that part is so, there's the other part of us that desires to be more than just there. All of us desire that are saved. We desire rewards. We can cast those rewards back at the feet of Christ and recognize His glory and His power. In this verse 19, we'll notice here one thing very particularly. There is not equality in the kingdom of heaven. There is not equality. Now, I know this, as far as salvation is concerned, everybody that's saved is equally saved. You're not saved any more than I am. I'm not saved any more than you are. A 5-year-old child is not saved any more than an 85-year-old person that's been saved for 80 years. All right? Salvation, there's an equality there. But there's not that equality in the kingdom of heaven. The Bible states, and you'll notice here in verse 19, it makes it very clear, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven." That tells us right there that there is not an equality in the kingdom of heaven. There is a difference. There's going to be some that has this level and some that has another level. There is a way to discern those various levels. May not be exactly the way that we think about it sometimes. Keep your place here in the book of Matthew and turn to Mark chapter 10. And just look at this. Mark chapter 10. The Bible states in this place, and you can find this same reference given in several other places, Mark chapter 10 in verse 31. This is right after the disciples are talking about who can enter into the kingdom. And Peter said, "Well, Lord, we've left everything, and what are we going to have?" And Jesus gives him a promise. And then in verse 31, he says, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." And he's talking about the position that a person has in the kingdom of heaven. And you understand, of course, that the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God, is all one and the same thing. All right, I at least that's what I believe. They're all one and the same thing. There's no differences at all. There's just different ways of describing the same thing, it looks like. But since there's this sameness in salvation, but a difference as far as station or position in the kingdom of heaven. And there's other verses that we can find also about this same thing. And I won't turn there just for sake of time. But you remember in the parable of the pounds, for example, every person received the same amount of pounds. And yet what they did with those pounds caused them to be different in the kingdom of heaven. The same thing is true in the parable of the talents, where that every person received a certain amount of talents, 1-5, 1-3, 1-1. And then according to how they used that talent that God gave them was their position in the kingdom of heaven. Of course, there were some that were given a talent and there were some that were given pounds that wound up being cast out. They had no position at all, I think we could say that, because they hadn't used the talent God gave them in the right way. Didn't mean they were lost. It simply meant that they were facing eternity with no rewards at all. Somebody said, well, that's just no good. You're right. That is no good at all. I don't want to be that way. I don't think you do either. But this is just the way that it is. Notice also about this. So we've noticed about this kingdom of God, that the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of Christ, that there is a variation as far as position or station in that. There's some that's going to be least. There's some that's going to be over those. The Bible talks about in the parable of the talents and the pounds that let this be over 10 cities, let this one be over 5 cities. So there's a difference there of station according to faithfulness. And somebody said, well, that's what you work for. Well, there's no way you could work for anything without the grace of God. But we need to use what God gives us. And so that's what that's all about. It's just simply using the power that God has given to us. I know this for certain. The amount of work that an individual does in the work of the Lord does not automatically give them a shoe-in to a high position in the kingdom of heaven. For they could be doing their work for the wrong reason. All right? And so you have to look at all of that. And actually, it's the position of a person in the kingdom of heaven is not related at all to what men think about it. You might think that this person would have a great high position because look at what they do. And you know, there's radio preachers and TV preachers and there's pastors that they do a lot and they're busy and they do all kinds of things. And you might say, well, you know, that person would have a great high position in the kingdom of heaven. And really, they might be kicked out. You don't even know. Some of those people might even be lost. We don't know. And what I'm saying here in this place is that the position of the kingdom of heaven is given to those that Jesus chooses. They must be saved. They must be faithful to God, God's way, and not men's way. That's what the whole thing is about. There is a way, but it must be God's way and not our way at all. So just because someone has a lot of works that they do and a lot of show that they are involved in, that doesn't mean that they're high at all. I also personally believe that there's a lot of people that someone would say, well, you know, that person, now they deserve the cabin in the cone of glory land because they just haven't ever done anything at all. And yet, that person is one who has worked diligently, but he's never pointed the spotlight at himself. He's never been a big look at me kind of person. You know, so Jesus knows that. He knows about all of that. And he's able to discern where we cannot. So in that day, the position in the kingdom of heaven, so some will be least and some will be more, it's going to be exactly as that person is given of God. And it's going to be given, I think, based upon the things that they do upon this earth. We're not talking about earning your way into heaven. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about simple obedience before the Lord. Now, one other point that we need to mention. The kingdom of heaven here that is spoken of in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 5. You'll see here. He says, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. What is it? You'll notice here in this place that he says, he makes reference to the kingdom of heaven. He doesn't make reference here to the church. He doesn't make reference here to the family of God either. And then he says, but whosoever shall do and teach them, that is the least commandments, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So what is the kingdom of heaven? We know that there's a difference between the family of God and the kingdom of heaven and the church of God. We know that there's a difference.
Now, because of time, we'll have to stop at this point, but next week we'll take up with the explanation of the difference between the family of God, the church of God, and the kingdom of heaven. Now, we do want to thank you for listening this morning, and we encourage you to stop by and worship the Lord with us. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday services start at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 4 p.m. prayer meeting, and a 4:30 worship service. Now, thanks again for listening, and be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this message about the least in the kingdom.